Well, good day and welcome once again to the Steve Bonnenberger Anthology. I'm Steve Bonnenberger, and we welcome you to our ongoing program. In the next little bit, we're going to be working through Akeldima, which is the saga that I have written, that God gave me this tale. It's a tale of righteousness and unknowable fire. We'll talk about it just a little bit. It's a story. It's a novel. It's fiction, but it's based on both facts that I have noticed in the culture and research that I do on an ongoing basis. And of course, it's based on the idea of what might happen. This is really one man's look at what is going on in the world and what might take place, especially here in the United States of America. If you live in other parts of the world, I think that the story can be transported to where you live. I think the story and the scenes and the events could possibly be replicated where you are. I'm not saying that they're going to. Again, this is fiction. This is not reality. This is a fictional account. And let's start with what it is about. At the beginning, I've written a prequel, and you'll be able to get this on the Steve Bonnenberger site very quickly within the next month or so. The prequel will be available, and the prequel is what I call the Monumentous Myth, and it's written as an epic poem, and I didn't before think I was a poet, but I have to say that I am now a poet, because it is a piece of epic poetry. It's a look at the creation story. It introduces Planet Kresh, and Planet Kresh is where righteous and unknowable fire are housed. And so the prequel begins with nothing except Monumentus, the triad god, the triad god, the triad of limitless intelligence. And it concludes with the arrival of the Nephilim, because that's where volume 3 will pick up when I start writing that in the next few months. Akeldima Volume 1, Kingdom Builders, is the story that God gave me originally, and it's the story of the fallen chosen. Now, some of you have fallen from grace. Some of you have fallen far, far from grace. Some of you have seen your lives literally snatched out of your hands. Some of you have seen time whittle and erode away your life work. Some of you have seen life happen for you and grow and mature and expand. But this story is about the fallen chosen. And it starts with the tale of one man whose name is Prof. Tribute, Professor Tribute, and this man's descent into career destruction. It is then the tale of one woman, Dr. Madrid Castile, and her struggle with career ascension. So it's a tale of how a career can slide into chaos and melt away or be blown apart into bits, or how a career can ascend, and as it you go up on the ladder of success, how that can, and in fact often does, have just devastating impact and effect on a person's life. Now, the setting is a place I created called Blair Duty, Washington, and it's the story of a bunch of cohorts, misfits, and mudhens, who come together in this very remote region for one reason, and that is to decode and understand and gain knowledge of the rocks that glow. And the rocks that glow are the righteous and unknowable fire that Monumentus placed and planted on Earth, on Terra, long ago, for the reason that Volume 1 will talk into. Volume 1 is also the discovery and invention of Phobos, and we'll talk about that as the days go along. It's kind of a mysterious term, is it not? Phobos. It's also meaning Volume 1, a tale of what happens when nuclear-enriched material falls into knowing and very unworthy and unmanageable hands. And I want you to think about that. In fact, I might stop and kind of pause here. Volume 1 of Akeldima is the story of when enriched nuclear material falls into the knowing and unworthy and unmanageable hands of people that should in no way ever attain or gain and grasp such. It's also the story of how rolling teapots arrive. Boy, is that intriguing. It's the story of the second Big Bang And that is the story of what I call fireflies that will alight. Now, volume one of Akeldima, called Kingdom Builders, is a tale of men and women who find themselves perched in the unlucky place of having to save a culture that doesn't even know it's at risk. Now, if you want to get a copy for $5 US, go to stevebonenberger.com, stevebonenberger, BONENBERGER.com, and purchase your copy today and get in on the conversation. So Akeldima is the Valley of Death and Sorrows, the Kresh monumentous myth I've written. It will be coming out in the next couple of months. Akeldima Volume 1 is written, and it's available for purchase and for reading and for processing and joining along in the discussion. Now, Volume 2, I've completed Volume 2, and Volume 2 is called Kingdom Builders, and it is the story of the Nautilus crew. And the Nautilus crew is kind of my imagination of a modern-day Knights Templar movement. It's the description and depiction of life after a nuclear detonation. It is the struggle for survival. It is the vacuum of power and the arrival of the guild, the bad guys that decide that they're going to take control in the void of power that evaporates and eviscerates when the United States no longer can function as a nation. Volume 2, Kingdom Builders, in the Akeldima series, is also the power of one person to do evil, and I've crafted a pretty nasty and nefarious villain. It is also meaning Volume 2 of the Akeldima series called Kingdom Builders. It is the efficacy of men and women who dare to push back and refuse to comply. The gadgets that I invent are fun. It's full of gadgets, meaning Volume 2. It's the classic struggle of good versus evil. And it is the Nautilus crew, this modern version of the Knights Templar, versus the Guild, the oppressive state. Volume 2, Kingdom Healers, is a tale of a small, resilient group of men and women who refuse to give in to tyranny without a full-scale fight. Don't you love that idea? Now, that is completed. I've finished Volume 2, and it will be out early fall 2020. So be looking for that as you start to walk into this saga with us. And just parenthetically, I have told a lot of people, and now I'll share it with you, that I truly believe, folks, that I'll be writing the Akeldima saga the rest of my life, as long as God gives me breath and intelligence and capacity and time and skill. I'm going to be writing this story because God keeps delivering it to me. Now, Akeldima Volume 3, Kingdom Travelers. So if we go back in our progression, we have Kresh, the monumentous myth, which is the invention by God of the righteous and unknowable fire that God places on Terra, which is Earth, in the Valley of Akeldima, which is the Valley of Death and Sorrows. Volume 1 is the discovery of that place called Akeldima. It is the tale of how that unknowable and righteous fire is mined and put to good use by caring hands. And it's the story of the potential disaster that can come when unthinkable people get their hands on enriched nuclear material. Volume 2 is the tale of what life is like in a post-apocalyptic America. Now, Volume 3 that I'm going to start writing in just the next month or so is going to be called Kingdom Travelers. And it's the story of Phobos. And Phobos is a spaceship. And it's about the hard choice to deplanet planet Earth. And it's going to be filled with gadgetry and fun and a lot of cool space travel. And I really look forward to writing this. I've had this story in me a long time, and I'm going to be able to put it out into the marketplace. And then Volume 3, Kingdom Travelers, is a tale of space travel and the epic search for the origin, and then the rediscovery of righteous and unknowable fire, because the people that board Phobos will go to the planet Kresh to harvest and mine and then locate this great, great source of energy that God himself invented and thought through long eons, millennial, ages and ages ago. Now, the Akeldima the Saga. Akeldima the Saga can be crafted to really fit any culture or setting. It's the story of people who are placed in harm's way without any knowledge of their own. And I want to just say to you, as we kind of conclude this first segment that we're a part of today, I want you to think about where our culture sits right now. I want you to think where your culture sits right now. I don't know the particulars. I don't know the landscape. I don't know the locale. I don't know any of the, you know, the local flavor where you are. But I want you to think about the fact that right where you are, people are struggling with the idea of creation. People are wondering how they got here, what God has to say about their life. Then I want you to think about the fact that where you're placed right now, that there are men and women who are falling from grace. There are men and women who are being axed, cut out, exiled from their places of work and their careers. There are men and women who are ascending in their careers and they're finding it miserable. They're not finding the ascent to be anything that's other than reproachable. And of course, right now there are really, really difficult conflicts where you reside and certainly where I reside. There are almost unknowable conflicts, and it seems like every day the escalation and the tension and the disagreements and the downright friction it grows every single day. So the Akeldima Volume 1, as one of my readers said, which is called Kingdom Builders, is a very contemporary piece. And then Volume 2 is imagine where you are and imagine the fact that a modern-day Knights Templar group is going to have to emerge. Imagine that this group of men and women are right now, I believe, God forming them up behind the scenes for the purpose of protecting Christian artifacts, for literally enshrining the principles of our faith, and for protecting the people of God from the great oppressive forces that are mounting and rising up and gathering momentum right now. And so Volume 2 has great, great contemporary appeal, does it not? When you start thinking about the fact that there's a need, a great need for a smaller and growing resilient group of men and women who are dedicated Christ followers who will not give in, who will not bow the knee to tyranny, and who say we will defend what we believe to be so, and will stand for the Christian principles that, you know, we have had since the Lord himself was on earth 2,000 years ago. And Volume 3 is going to be the story of men and women who decide that they cannot tolerate the level and the audacious input that evil arises and rises to. And so they decide to deplanet the place we call home, which is Terra. And they decide that they have only one choice, and that choice is to go and rediscover the righteous and unknowable fire. And so they exit planet Earth and head out into the Netherlands of space, into those vast frontiers that no one has ever really been to, that is a human being. So that's the Akeldima Saga. And I would encourage you and ask you to go to stevebonnenberger.com. I'd ask you to go to stevebonnenberger.com. I would ask you to go there and to spend $5 and buy Volume 1. By the way, there's a poster there of the Phobos spaceship that I've had commissioned and put together, and maybe you'll spend $20 and buy that and put it on your kid or your grandkid's room, or maybe on their dorm room wall, because it's a pretty neat idea. However you choose to do it, it doesn't matter to me. What does matter to me is I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to build a relationship with you. I'd like to start a conversation with you. I'd like to understand what it is that's happening on your side of the great divide. And I'd like to be able to get some understanding and to gain some comprehension of what you stare down every day. I remind you that this is the Steve Bonnenberger Program. I'm Steve Bonnenberger. Travel far.